Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Grace Glink joins us every Friday at this time. Love money and real estate. She knows it all. Elise, I was talking about the job numbers coming out today. And of course, I'm, you know, listening to the shows and I'm thinking, does that really impact me? Like, why are we so caught up with job numbers? Now, I know in the world of finance, it impacts all of us, but go ahead, explain to us why this is important and in what the numbers say today.
Well, it mostly impacts you if you've got a kid who just got out of college or graduated from high school and is having a really hard time finding a job, meaning that they can't move out of your house.
Now you're talking.
It might be affecting you. And since they're home, by the way, you're getting whatever cash you have in your pocket is getting eaten up by the inflation and going to the grocery store. So you're thinking to yourself, you love having your kid around, but you're thinking you'd rather have a little bit more money in your retirement account. So the numbers did tick quite a bit lower in July. The revisions for the earlier months were also quite a bit lower. And if you look at kind of a little chart that I sent you that our listeners can't see, but maybe you'll put it up on the website later, the non-farm payroll number has just been trending downward for, the last year. And every month it comes in, maybe it bumps up a little, then it goes down, bumps up a little, goes way down. This is one of the few months, though, over the past year that we've actually seen a negative number on the job growth. So we lost 23,000 jobs in July. And then everybody says, well, why isn't unemployment going up? Well, the answer to that is that a lot of people have left the market. They're no longer looking for jobs. They've thrown up their hands and said, I'm done. And they just decided they're not going to go back and find a job.
I don't know that world. I don't know how you survive in that world.
Well, you might decide that you're just going to take retirement, or even if you weren't really ready at 62 to get Social Security, you might decide you're just going to make it do on that. Or you move back home with mom and dad, and so you say you're going to take a break from looking for a job for a while. So the unemployment rate eased to 4.1% from 4.2% in June. And so, again, that sounds like a pretty strong market, and in a lot of ways it is, but it's way less strong than I think all of the economists thought it would be. And certainly, if you look at what's going on in the stock market with the Dow Jones rising to another record close today, you think to yourself, everything's hunky-dory.
Right. And that is so frustrating for a lot of people, that it just seems opposite. That is skyrocketing and everything else doesn't look rosy. I thought they would be more hand in hand.
Yeah, you'd think so. I mean, some things make sense about it, Lisa. One thing is that the stock market tends to go up when it thinks that interest rates are going to have to go down. So, interest rates are pretty high right now. And Kevin Warsh was put in place because he's Donald Trump's buddy, and he was, Donald Trump's pretty sure he's going to lower interest rates. But you know what's going to make him pull the trigger on that? It's going to be a loss of jobs and a slowing of the economy. Now, right now, the economy is going gangbusters, especially, data center building right now is kind of big. But inflation is also high. And so the Fed is in a really tough position. And we kind of saw that with the press conference. They came out and they're like, well, we're not going to do anything now, but three of the Fed governors voted to actually raise interest rates. That's to try and curb back inflation. But another part of the Fed's job is to support the economy in terms of jobs and the job market. And so there's a real push-pull going on right now at the Fed, and we're going to have to watch over the next few months how they manage to walk this line and hopefully keep our economy going.
I hear a lot of the experts saying the reason that the AI boom is underway is because the tech companies building these data centers know there are no guardrails, and they know eventually there will be, so they want to get them up as quickly as they can before anybody puts too much pressure on them about where they can put them or what they can do. But once all the construction jobs are gone, once they're built, then there's going to be a bust, right?
Well, I don't know about a bust, but a pause. And actually, that could be very serious for the economy, because in my mind, AI in those data centers, you might like not want them in your backyard, but that is what is propping things up right now. The construction sector added 22,000 jobs last month. That was the big bright spot. When you lose all these, manufacturing gained 5,000. And, you know, but we look at what we're losing, leisure and hospitality down 40,000 workers. The government actually cut tens of thousands of workers. Retailers shed more than 19,000 people. So you're seeing, you know, the economy's kind of mixed, except for the construction center sector, which is adding people to cope with the data center. So, yeah, to your point, when they're all built, when we don't need any more data centers, or if they start building them in outer space, we could have a bit of a pause, let's say.
Absolutely. What else do you have for me this week?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I do want to talk about why these data centers are just actually propping things up, because what the economists are thinking is that right now it's data centers are contributing between 20 and 33% of GDP growth. Like a third of our GDP is because of data centers. So to your point, you take that out, we look pretty yucky.
Yeah.
That's a technical term, by the way.
That's my technical term. You've been around me too long, Elise.
Oh, gosh. Happily so, Lisa. So I just, you know, the pace is really unsustainable, and I worry quite a bit about just this fight between, well, what's going to happen? How are we going to pay more money for electricity because of these? Well, they're starting to address that both in states and nationally, because nobody wants, you know, average home buyers and renters to have to pay more for electricity because data centers are using it up. The other conversation to watch, water usage. Mm-hmm. Data centers are huge users of water. And, of course, in the Southwest particularly, and even in the Southeast, water can be in short supply. So we'll have to just sort of think about that for a bit. So those are some of the concerns for the immediate areas they're building data centers. But down the line, I think it's anybody's guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like that's where we are right now, because it is so unknown. And they seem to be trying to get it done as quickly as they can before everybody figures out all the ins and outs.
Yep, I agree completely.
All right. Tell everybody how they can get your newsletter.
Sure. Go to Love Money and Real Estate on Substack, glink.substack.com, or you just go to my website, thinkglink.com.